Welcome to the Oceana Community Services District meeting, November 10th at 6:30 p.m. Karen, can I ask you for a flag salute, please?
All rise. Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, good evening, everybody. So, yeah, can I ask you for a roll call, please?
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Blackburn?
Here.
Director Guerrero?
Here.
Vice President White?
Here.
President Lucy?
Here. And do we have any changes to the agenda? Or?
Yes, we do, Madam President. For agenda item 7B, review and approval of cash disbursements, we have handed out one additional payment in addition to that, which was already included in the agenda package. That's a payment of $422.46 proposed for Peter Burtness, and it's his reimbursement. He provided a deposit for a water line relocation associated with his project. We've closed out, and the deposit was $422.46 higher than our actual cost. Excuse me. And so, therefore, we're proposing to reimburse him the remainder of the difference.
Okay. And can we just put that in the consent packet?
And so when we
makes the motion on to accept the consent to include this document as well, would that
That would be appropriate, yes.
Okay, great. Okay. Let's hear some public comment tonight. Is there any public comment? Hearing none, we're going to move right along into special presentations and reports. Let's start with the Sheriff's South Station. Oh, I can see the Sheriff's out being busy tonight, so we won't be hearing from their office. And Mr. Parachino, the Director of Operations, thank you for coming tonight.
And we will we'll note
thank
that you
were.
Thank
you very much, sir, for your comments.
Good evening, Board. Tony Marchino. Just a little history for today. Today is the Marine Corps' birthday.
Yes.
240 years old.
Can you start that over, Tony?
Today is the Marine Corps' birthday. It's 240 years old, November 10th, 1775.
Thank you for your service, Tony.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Really appreciate it.
All right. As for state water deliveries, it's 475 acre feet to Oceano. Groundwater, we've pumped 130 acre feet. We had no SSOs for the month of October. And Lopez is currently at 14,576 acre feet, which is 29.5% full. We had 15 work orders, 6 USAs, 11 customer service calls. Been sewer cleaning. We fire flowed a hydrant on Highway 1 for the development on 21st Street. Been replacing meters. Worked on some parking lot coordination for out here. 2300 Cienega, we had a service line break, and this is the second one after they've paved. They repaved all the 2300 Cienega. And I know I've showed you these before with the hose clamps.
Oh, my God.
They're all installed with hose clamps. Second one since they've paved.
Hose clamps?
Hose clamps.
Which, of course, will rust.
Well,
fail.
They fail.
Right.
And so would that be Caltrans who's replacing those? Or?
It's currently the district we are replacing.
No, I'm saying
who did that?
Who did that?
It's a very good question. The park was installed in the late 70s.
My pipes don't look that good. Okay.
Tony was 4.
I was only a couple years old. We've had to post for some trash. Replaced the service line at Space 3 at 2300 Cienega. We had some valve turning. That pretty much covers everything for the last couple weeks.
Thank you. And you mentioned to me, I ran into you outside this evening, that you're going to start focusing on preventative maintenance? Or
yes. Oh, absolutely. We got to finish up the SSMP by the end of this year and then really focus on preventive maintenance. We got quite a few valves we got to get out there and turn. And yeah.
Thank you. I don't have any questions.
And Tony, would I speak to you about the garbage fund or the general manager?
In what respect?
Well, we have a site that people continually are dumping, and unfortunately the property owner is getting taxed for it. And so should I have that put on the agenda for a later date, or do I come in and talk to you about that?
I think the most appropriate thing is for us to for you to come and ask your questions to Tony and myself first.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be coming in this week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. And happy Veterans Day.
All right, thank you, Tony. Five Cities Fire Authority, do we have any operations reports tonight?
Yeah, I got a couple of quick reports. Number two, the battalion chief recruitment. We have funding for a second battalion chief, and the process is just about finalized. It was down to two candidates, and the other thing is they're continuing to work at a multi-agency level on winter storm preparedness and education.
Great.
So
love that collaboration.
Yeah. That's the highlights that I know tonight.
Mr. Ogren, do you have any Zone 3 reports?
So next week will be the Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting, which is bi-monthly, and I will report on that committee at your next meeting. I had mentioned here that grants updates, so very quickly, we have positive recommendations from the Department of Water Resources on the Integrated Regional Water Management Grant that we teamed up with Templeton and San Simeon Community Services Districts. And the grant recommendation is for 75% of the request. Our component was for $250,000. And if we get 75% of that, that will be roughly $200,000. But it's really between the agencies to determine how to split that up. So I'd anticipate anywhere from around $200,000 to about $250,000. And that money is being updated so that we can evaluate leaky pipes and develop a leak detection and monitoring program, low impact development standards to promote groundwater recharge, and also for direct injection recharge. That could be a component of the project that your board has supported with the City of Pismo Beach. So good news on IRWM grants. On well number 5, where we had been provided a grant for rehabilitation, it appears that the status of the well is not going to be in a good enough shape to be able to rehabilitate. So we'll probably forego that grant, but I'll report back at a later date on that one.
Thank you. Yes, please do keep us posted. Okay. Do we have any public comment on any staff reports? Okay, hearing none. Board of Directors and outside committee reports. Let's start with Mr. Guerrero.
I don't have any. I thank you for attending the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting, and I wait to hear your report.
My pleasure. Director White.
I went to the Zone 3 Technical Committee, and one of the interesting quick things was the Stephanie Wall from the Central Coast Salmon Enhancement Project Committee was there seeking funds. They had funds for a fish ladder at the gauge, which is on the Rio Grande Creek by Crown Hill School. And they had the funding, and it went out from under them through some problems. And the whole thing is to make a fish an area, make it so the fish can go from bottom to top. They have to bring heavy equipment into the creek to do the work, and the only way they can do that is to crane the equipment in. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they need backhoes or excavators in the creek to make the channel so it'll work, but to do the work they have to use a crane to drop the equipment in. And it's put the bid's about $315,000. So they were thinking that possibly Zone 3 Tech, through its habitat conservation project, could somehow tie into that project, and it's being information is being sought at this time.
Great.
So it could be helping, and it's really too bad. They had the funding, they have the plans, they had it all ready to go, and then they got blocked by another agency.
Okay.
But too bad it couldn't have been done before the creek might flow this year.
Director Blackburn.
I don't have any reports at this time.
Okay. And Director Angela.
Nothing.
Okay. I attended the Water Resource Advisory Committee, one of my monthly meetings. It was a great meeting, as always. This body reports to the Board of Supervisors, makes recommendations. They spent a lot of time on the EIR report for the Letitia project. Unfortunately, I don't think it made a difference, but the report is there, and it's online, and it's been online for some time now. And pretty much updates on what's happening to the Paso Robles groundwater management, and so that meeting was interesting, very mainly informational at this point. I attended the sanitation meeting for Director Guerrero. The sanitation district will be providing billing services for sanitation services to the residents of Oceano. The billing would have cost the district, has typically cost the district $3,666 per billing cycle. The sanitation district assured us that they could provide the same service for $2,000. So on behalf of the residents and the ratepayers of Oceano, it was our obligation to go with the lower amount, which will impact each household. So the sanitation district felt that they could complete the job for $2,000 per billing cycle. And I, at that time, asked Director Mayor Scholes to make the motion. And it was seconded and unanimously passed. So the residents of Oceano, instead of paying the 57 cents per household, will now be paying 25 cents per household, possibly. So the saga will continue, but the sanitation district will now be responsible for all sanitation district billing to the residents of Oceano. And WSC came and gave a report regarding the feasibility for, we had talked about a satellite location to do, you know, recharging the basin and such. And Arroyo Grande was graciously generous in funding 50% of that study. The mayor of Arroyo Grande did notify the committee, though, that they were not in the water business. And so the report came in, the feasibility study and the cost analysis on it and stuff. So I'm going to ask the general manager if we could, as this materializes, well, it's been tabled now. But if it reappears, if we could get WSC to come in and give a presentation. I thought they did a pretty good assessment of the project.
So as a committee report update from NCMA, Northern Cities Management Area, we discussed that very topic on
Correct.
Monday. And the WSC is going to be working on revising their scope of the feasibility analysis, since there is some significant grant funding that's helping with that feasibility study,
right.
In order to scope it to do additional alternatives analysis on how the sanitation district might implement reclaimed water or recycled water, because the satellite plant does not appear to be cost feasible at this point in time. So they want to look at additional alternatives, utilize the grant money, and they're going to be developing a revised scope of work. And so I'll be part of the review of a revised scope of
Great.
Work, and at an appropriate time, we will ask them to come and do a presentation to your board.
That's great. So then as it gets, you know, revised, then when you feel appropriate to bring it back. But I do think the sanitation district is in the water business. As long as they have to dispose of 3 million gallons of water a day, they're in the water business.
Yeah.
So
certainly they are the ones who have the resource available.
Yes. And, so.
Can I jump in and add to that?
Just 10 seconds, yes.
Please do.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm alarmed by the comment that we're not in the water business. We are charged with being good stewards of our resources. And I think that where it's economically feasible, we have an obligation and a duty, and that we need to be very strong in our position to protecting our resources.
I wholeheartedly agree.
That's my 2 cents.
Okay, moving right along. Does anybody want to do public comment on committee reports and assignments, outside committee reports? Hearing none, we're moving it right along. Would anybody like to speak on public comment on the consent agenda items? None? Hearing none? Moving right along. I'll entertain a motion for consent.
I'll move to approve as amended.
Second.
I will need to recuse myself on the intent to serve for living within 500 feet. Or abstain.
Okay.
Second. Vice President White.
Jennifer recused herself.
On item C?
Yes.
7C?
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? No, I can abstain. Abstentions?
Yes. I'll abstain on C. Thank you.
Okay. So, Saya, it's a 3, it's a 4 with 1 abstention. Okay. 4 in favor. Business items. Consideration and approval of the appointees to the steering committee of elected officials for the San Luis Obispo County Regional Sediment Management Plan.
Madam President, on this particular item, this is a request from San Luis Obispo SLOCOG, Council of Governments. The Board of Supervisors is recommended for 2 positions. That's all they can have in order to avoid a quorum of the board on the steering committee. And because District 2 and 3 for the board has the dominant coastline in our county, Oceano is the single community in District 4, and so they've offered a position on the steering committee for a member of your board. My basic thoughts are that I support the idea. You have 3 different committees with relationships. Your IRWM, because of the ecosystem restoration components of IRWM. Zone 1 and 1A, because that's probably the most clearly related existing committee that you have to the sedimentation work. And then the third one is the Oceano Advisory Committee, because, again, in representing District 4, the Board of Supervisors, the Oceano Advisory Committee does that work. And so it's really your board's discretion on who the member might be that's appointed to the sedimentation. But certainly yourself, Karen White, and Director Blackburn are the 3 individuals who work on IRWMA, Zone 1 and 1A, and Oceano Advisory.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in doing it. I don't know how you 2 feel.
I'd be happy to do it.
You want to do it too?
Well, one of us.
Okay.
So one of us should be primary with the backup. Or
okay. So I'll step back, and then it's between you 2 then.
And which time you got? We don't know when they're going to meet, do we?
Have you attended or read any of their minutes or their mission statement, I think, is the important part to understand the mission of this body. And it is an important body to the Oceano area, particularly since we have minimal, because of our not being as visible as other tourist communities, I think that it's of utmost importance that the small businesses and the tourist industry be represented as strongly as possible on this board. They do a lot of the literature for the area out to the Tourist and Visitors Bureau. So do we have time to table this for 1 meeting so the 2 directors can do their
I look think at Slocog, this? It's going to be pretty quickly moving because the report is soon. And
well, good. You want it, lady?
I'm interested, but, I mean, so are you, so.
Well, do you have time?
No? Come on, ladies.
You're the one with the family.
It is time-consuming. You have to know that. It's a time-consuming project. They do want you hands-on.
Yeah, I'd be happy to and just read it and give feedback in general, you know, and just not be
I on the...
Not one of them. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yes, we want to be on. I'll be on it.
Yeah. No, only one person can be on it.
No, that's what I was saying. I'll just read
one
it
person can be actively involved in it.
Why don't I start it and I'll be on it now and we can switch around later. How's that? I'll do it.
That's totally fine.
All right, Carrie. Now, you understand that you have a slow clog representative on the Oceana Advisory Committee already.
Wait, who?
Linda Guyton is on the slow clock. So if it's
so, that's so not a conflict though, because this
is not a conflict. I'm just saying that you have two members that on the same committee. So I'd
yeah,
like
but
to see more diversity. But
this steering committee is only for elected officials. So
right.
Ms. Guyton's not eligible to. Be on the slow cog steering committee.
Okay. So you're going to start out, Karen, okay?
Okay.
Public comment?
Where and when did they meet? Do we know?
No, you have to check that out after the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Any public comment on this topic? Hearing none, we're moving right along.
Madam.
Public comment on business items.
I want to go back to this for just a second. If for some reason that Karen can't make it, I would like to be a backup for her, too.
Okay. So you want to be the alternate?
Yeah.
You want to be the reviewer. You want to be the alternate. You want to be the primary. Great.
If we might do so through a motion.
Oh.
I'll entertain a motion.
So, I'm made.
What's the motion, man?
To nominate Karen to... be the appointee to the Steering Committee of Elected Officials for San Luis Obispo County, Coastal Regional Sediment Management Plan.
Okay, I'll second that.
All right. All those
Karen,
in favor?
Vice President White. Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. 5-0 moves Karen's representative.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm going to back up for a second and take public comment for any item under Section 8. Okay. Hearing none. Second, consideration for approval for the resolution for the GM. Pablo, are you supposed to be reading this section, or am I supposed to be reading this section?
I would be glad to if that is the pleasure of the president.
He's so trained.
8B, consideration and approval of a resolution designating the general manager and or the Five Cities Fire Authority with the authorization necessary to coordinate the removal and towing of unauthorized vehicles parked in the district parking lot. I placed this item on the agenda with the help of our legal counsel. And essentially what we're seeing is an increase in overnight parking and public parking. We have fire staff who reside on the premises. We've gotten some expressions of concern from those who reside on the premises, and as a result, it really is a public safety issue. If adopted by your board, one of the things that we will do is put friendly reminders on the cars for the first few weeks to let them know that we'll be enforcing, and that way we don't tow them right away and surprise them. And again, this is in response primarily to those Five Cities fire staff that reside on the property.
Okay. Do I hear any discussion on that?
I just have a question about what was the Five Cities Fire Authority's position regarding to undertaking this duty?
Oh, yeah. I talked with Chief Lieberman, and he's fine with the approach. Essentially, what we need to do is during normal business hours, OCSD staff will have the legal authorization, legal control of the property. After hours, then it would turn over to Five Cities Fire Authority. Our JPA, where the district is obligated to provide the fire station to the fire authority, means that we really have joint control over the parking lot. And so the approach is, while OCSD is operating during normal business hours, or if we come on site during emergencies, then we will have control on the property. But during non-working hours, then the fire authority will have control on the property.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
I had...
On this resolution?
Once upon a time, didn't we give some people permission to use the...
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was the...
There's a guy that parks his truck out here, I know.
I thought we denied permission.
The apartment next door.
Yeah, they're from the apartment.
We had to get additional insurance, and that was fixed.
All right.
And... Madam President, at this point, I think legal counsel might have some amendments.
Right. Madam President and members of the board, I did, just looking at the resolution, I did want to suggest one addition to Section 1 under the now therefore. So we're on page 3 of 4. Where it says district staff is directed to install no parking signs at all entrances of the district parking lot in compliance with the California Vehicle Code. And I would like to add a sentence that says, and to execute any written agreements necessary to effectuate the purpose of this resolution. And the purpose of that amendment would be to the extent that the general manager needs to execute an agreement with the towing company or anyone else in regards to this, that it's clear that your board gives the general manager that authority, and that's something I can revise going forward.
That's great. There's only one thing that I have to ask, that our general manager also proofread any signage that's being proposed that goes up.
I would be glad to proofread whether included in the resolution or not.
I do have a question on this. On item 1, where it says district staff is directed to install no parking signs at all entrances of the district parking lot, how's that going to look when somebody's coming to the district to do business or a meeting or something like that, and it says no parking on everything?
It should be no overnight parking?
Well, it's no unauthorized parking is normally what it says. So as long as they're here on regular district business, then that's all authorized parking.
And that's what it's supposed
to
say now.
So it should say no, unauthorized, no.
And Director Angelo, the vehicle code is clear on certain requirements for this type of no parking sign, and one of them is that there is the sign is placed at all entrances to the parking lot. So to comply with the vehicle code, we would need one at the front and the back.
Okay.
And to the extent you would like it to be more clear as far as
unauthorized,
other than customers, guests, or something like that, employees, guests, customers, something like that can certainly be added.
Even just the word no unauthorized parking.
Okay.
So that way they know they got to either go in and check in to see if it's okay to park or whatever, then we'll know who's back there. If the firefighters are having a problem with people back there, you know, that might help keep it from getting any worse.
All right, thank you very much. I'll entertain a motion for this to authorize the general manager to oversee this collaboration and to protect our parking lot.
As amended.
Did I hear a second?
Yes, I'll second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Roll. Roll.
I think Mary did.
I did. Yeah.
President Lucy?
Yes.
Director Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Angelo?
Yes.
Director Blackburn?
Yes.
Vice President White?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Moving right along.
Madam President, members of the board, on item 8C, consideration of a reimbursement agreement with the County of San Luis Obispo to pay for the cost of raising wastewater system manholes and water valve boxes in conjunction with county road paving projects, and authorization for the president to approve and execute. Attached to the staff report is a reimbursement agreement that's been provided by the county. Mr. Don Spagnola was at a meeting a couple meetings ago to make a presentation to your board about the requirements to do utility relocations, both when the Air Park Bridge replacement project moves forward in 2017, as well as for these AC overlay projects. The work is obviously necessary. It's our obligation. There's really little discretion on possible amendments to this agreement. I outlined a couple of them that I would like to pursue in the staff report, but no matter what the form of the agreement is, the county is going to bid out the work. It's going to be responsive to low bid, and in the event that the low bid is too far outside of the price range, then we don't have to accept it. And the purpose of the recommendation then is essentially to allow legal counsel and myself to work with the president and the county to get the reimbursement agreement in final form, and it would then, the recommendation would be to authorize the president to give the final approval and to execute it. Again, the dollar amounts and the budget estimates included in the staff report are the best estimates that we have right now. And in terms of the language of the reimbursement agreement, there's going to be relatively little discretion on that. And that's why the recommendation to have the president with the final approval, I believe, is a good approach. It helps with the timeliness and the county going out to bid and making sure that we can get everything prepared before they do go out to bid. And, of course, with the holiday seasons upon us, there's going to be a limitation on the number of actual agenda items, both in front of your board as well as the county. So it will help with the timeliness of proceeding. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay. I understand it pretty clear. Does everybody understand? Okay, I'll entertain a motion. Jen?
Well, I'm sorry, I do have a question. You were saying that you would try to reduce that overrun. Is the overrun estimate the same as the contingency? The 20%, is that different?
They're a little bit different, you know. So the contingency of 20% includes a contingency on the soft cost estimate.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to, in terms of if bids come in high, even though I have a 20% contingency in there, I'd like to work with a 10% overrun number. One is it may help keep the contractors a little bit more honest on the bidding. But even if they go over the 10%, your board would still have a right to be able to review and decide whether you accept or not.
Because it looks like it might be slightly cheaper to do it on our own if the price compares to Nipomo. And so I was just curious.
So how would it be cheaper to do it on our own if the price compares?
So there
is a little bit of apples and oranges, because in the Nipomo situation, they ended up having to pay for about $8,000 of traffic control.
Right.
Versus if we go with the county, then that would be incorporated in part of their project's general administrative costs. So it's a little bit hard for me to say that one approach is clearly going to be less expensive than the other approach. I think all things considered, they're going to be pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly going through the county administratively is going to save us time and energy. And so there's hidden costs that Nipomo probably incurred that would have been avoided by going with the county as well.
Are your questions answered, Jen?
Yes, sir. You were saying that the cost of it would come out of the water and sewer, and I was curious, there had been previous discussion about it coming out of garbage, or just because of the, have we looked into that?
I have had a lot of discussions on that, and there's a certain amount of uncertainty associated with that. On the relocations associated with the AC overlay project, since they're relatively less expensive, I wasn't pushing that issue. On the Highway 1 project and 13th on the drainage street, submitted a grant application for CDBG for those relocations, as well as County Public Works has done so on our behalf as well. And then the bigger project is going to be Air Park Drive. So that particular issue, we'd really want to evaluate more closely for Air Park Drive, because that could be $200,000 worth of work.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
All right. That was helpful. Okay. So does somebody want to entertain a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Any public comment? Hearing none. I'll close the vote. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? It passes. Thank you very much. We don't have any hearing items tonight. I am going to just jump up to future agenda items and future hearing items and then go back to closed session. Would that be...
Yeah. So, Madam President, on item number 11, future agenda items, the only motion that would be appropriate here is the next regularly scheduled meeting is on November 25th, which is the night before Thanksgiving. And traditionally, that meeting is canceled. So if that's the board's pleasure, to motion to cancel that meeting would be appropriate at this time.
I would make a motion to cancel that meeting.
I would second.
Okay. Any discussion? Public comment? Hearing none. I'll entertain.
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay. 5-0.
Everybody have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay. Now, and then also added to the agenda, future agenda items, is board elections. Needs to go on whenever we have another board meeting.
So. December. And if something comes up in the next couple of weeks that we have to call for a special meeting, we'll call for a special meeting. But on the disbursements of payments, we try to get everything in there for this meeting so that we should be good to go.
Okay.
That was going to be my question, is if there is something between now and the 1st of December, it would just be a special meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Minery, would you like to... Oh, first of all, I'll take public comment on any closed session agenda items. Oh, hearing none. Okay. Public comment closed. What are we talking about tonight in closed session?
Pursuant to Government Code 54956.9A, conference with legal counsel regarding Santa Maria Valley Water Conservation District for City of Santa Maria, and item B, pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, conference with labor negotiators, agency designated representative, the general manager, employee organizations, service employees, International Union 620.
Okay. And it is 7:08, and we'll be going into closed session.